Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a tape dust intro glue layer in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. And yeah, this is one of those moves that can make a track instantly feel more like a proper dusty record and less like a bunch of samples just hanging out in the same session. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and old school DNB, the intro is not just the beginning. It's the setup room. It's where you create atmosphere, tension, and a sense that everything belongs to the same worn-out cassette, sampler, or dub plate world. So instead of making a super clean intro, we're going for something that feels aged, slightly degraded, and alive. Think tape hiss, crackle, filtered break fragments, dark pads, little effects hits, maybe a vocal snippet, and then some glue processing that makes it all feel intentional. Now, before we start, a quick mindset note. Don't think only in terms of effects. Think in terms of age. One sound can feel freshly recorded, another can feel like it's been bounced through a cheap sampler three times, and another can feel like it came off a battered tape loop. That contrast is part of the magic. Let's start by setting the tempo and choosing a small source palette. For this style, somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM is a great zone. If you want that classic urgency, aim around 170 to 174. If you want it a little darker and heavier, set closer to 160 to 168 and keep the source material lean. Pick 3 to 5 elements max, maybe one chopped break, one subpulse or filtered reese, one pad or chord stab, one vocal or radio sample, and one noise layer. Less is more here, because the glue only works if there's actually something to unify. First, create a dedicated audio track called Tape Dust. This is your texture layer. It can be the vinyl crackle sample, tape hiss, field recording noise, room tone, or even resampled silence from a cassette-style loop. If you want to build it from scratch inside Ableton, load operator, set it to noise, keep the level low, and add a very slow modulation to the filter cutoff or pitch. The goal is not a noisy lead element, it's a background presence. Now put a simple device chain on that tape dust track. Start with EQ8, high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, so the low end stays out of the way. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz if the top end is too sharp. If there are any annoying resonances, notch them lightly. After that, add saturator. Keep it subtle. We're talking maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip-on. You want warmth and a little grit, not obvious distortion. Next, use auto filter. A low pass or band pass works well here. Automate the cutoff slowly over time so the dust feels like it's breathing with the track. A tiny bit of resonance is fine, but don't make it whistle. Then add something like chorus ensemble or phaser flanger if you want motion. Keep the mix low. This is just to make the texture feel less static. Finally, use utility to keep the level under control and check the width. Sometimes the dust can be slightly widened, but be careful. Too much stereo in texture layers can make the intro foggy later on. And here's a really important coaching point. Keep the tape dust quiet. You should feel it more than hear it. If you mute it and the intro suddenly feels sterile, that means it's doing its job. If you can constantly identify the hiss as a separate event, it's probably too loud. Now let's make the intro glue bus. Group all your intro elements except the kick and bass drop section into a bus called intro bus. Route the breaks, atmospheres, vocal chops, effects, and filtered musical layers there. On that bus, start with EQ8. Put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If the intro starts getting muddy, make a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. And if things are harsh, a soft dip around 2 to 5 kHz can help. After EQ, add glue compressor. This is where the all one thing feeling starts to happen. Use a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing it, we're gently binding it. Then add saturator with a low drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. That little bit of harmonic density helps the intro feel like it's been printed to tape or run through hardware. You can also add dynamic tube or roar very subtly if you want more character. Just be sparing. The point is cohesion, not obvious sound design flexing. And again, utility is your friend. You can start the intro a little narrower and then automate the width open later. That contrast gives the drop more impact. Next up, let's deal with the break. Take a classic break or a break-inspired loop and chop it in simpler or use slice to new MIDI track. If you're using simpler, switch to slice mode, build a MIDI clip with short hits and ghost notes, and nudge some notes slightly off the grid for that human feel. On the break channel, Add drum bus if you want more edge. Keep the drive modest, crunch subtle, and boom under control. Jungle breaks usually need punch and character, not a giant low-end thump. Then use EQ8 to clean up rumble, and maybe bring out some crack and snare detail around 2 to 8 kHz if needed. Auto filter is great here too, especially if you want the break to open up gradually across the intro. A nice extra move is to layer a ghost break underneath the main one. Duplicate the break, make it quieter, bandpass it, give it a little more reverb, and maybe pan or widen it slightly. That creates depth without crowding the arrangement. It makes the intro feel built, not just looped. Now let's add a dusty musical bed. Old school DNB intros often work, because the drums sit inside a musical atmosphere rather than floating alone in space. This could be the dark pad, a minor chord sample, a detuned synth note, a chopped orchestral fragment, or even a moody piano or horn. Ableton gives you good options here. Wave Eatable is great for dark pads and filtered synth beds. Analog is great for warm detuned chords. Sampler is perfect for vinyl-style melodic fragments. A simple chain for the musical bed could be EQ8 to clean out mud, autofilter to start filtered and open later, chorus ensemble for width, hybrid reverb for a dark room or plate space, and then a little saturator to warm it up. The key thing here is movement. Don't leave the bed static. Automate filter cutoff, reverb amount, stereo width, and if it suits the sample, a tiny bit of pitch drift. That slow evolution is a huge part of the glue. Now, here's where the vibe really starts to come alive. Automation. Tape dust feels convincing when it moves with the groove, not when it just sits there like a loop. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the noise layer. Move the EQ shelf on the dust track a little over time. Change the reverb dry slash wet on the atmosphere. Narrow and widen the utility. Ease the saturator drive up or down. Even tiny one bar or half bar level changes can make the texture breathe. A really effective arc is this. Start the intro narrow, dark, and slightly restrained. Then over 8 to 16 bars, open the filter, bring in more detail, add break transients, widen the image, and then strip some of it back right before the drop. That creates a classic fog to impact transition. And don't forget return tracks. Instead of putting reverb and delay on every track individually, set up shared sends. Make a dark room reverb return with reverb or hybrid reverb, a longer dub delay with echo, and maybe a short grainy dust space return for textures. Send vocal cuts, snares, stabs, rim shots, and effects hits there. This helps everything feel like it exists in the same room or same machine. Shared returns are one of the easiest ways to create glue without overprocessing. Now let's talk about arrangement, because glue is not just about sound. It's about story. A strong 16-bar intro might start with just tape dust and a distant atmosphere. Then bring in filtered vocal snippets and tiny break fragments. In bars 5 to 8, introduce the chopped break and musical bed. Add some delay throws, and increase rhythmic detail. In bars 9 to 12, open the filter more, maybe add a second break layer or ghost snare, and hint at the bass with a brief sub-pulse. In bars 13 to 16, pull the dust down a bit, tighten the drums, reduce some ambience, and create space for the drop. That last part matters a lot. The intro should evolve. If everything enters at once, there's no tension, no payoff, and no sense of arrival. One of the most effective jungle tricks is resampling. Route the intro bus to a new audio track, record 4 to 8 bars, then chop that recording into new fragments. Reuse those bits as transitions, reverse tails, pre-drop fills, or dusty background swells. This gives you that printed, sampled, slightly accidental feel that classic jungle lives on. It also creates a nice kind of sonic continuity, because now the intro has literally been baked into itself. That's a big part of why old-school records can feel so cohesive. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the tape dust too loud. If the hiss is constantly obvious, it becomes annoying instead of atmospheric. Second, don't overcompress the intro bus. Too much compression kills the air and the movement. Keep it subtle. Third, don't load the intro with too much low end. Atmospheres, noise layers, and most samples should be high passed so the drop has room to land. Fourth, don't use perfectly clean samples if you want a jungle or old school vibe. Add saturation, filtering, slight modulation, and resampling so they feel lived in. And fifth, don't make the intro static. The best DNB intros have motion, contrast, and small surprises. If you want a darker variation, bandpass the dust around 400 Hz to 6 kHz, remove some sparkle, and make it feel more claustrophobic. If you want a warehouse dubby feel, keep the texture darker and emphasize reverb tails more than crackle. If you want a pirate radio vibe, layer narrowband radio noise and use a slightly squeezed, transmission-like master feel on the intro bus. And if you want a hybrid old-school plus modern pressure approach, keep the dusty intro but tighten the low end so the drop hits hard and clean. Here's a quick practice exercise. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Load one break into simpler. Add a tape noise layer with a Q8, saturator, and auto filter. Add a dark pad using wavetable or a sampled chord. Add one vocal chop and filter it heavily. Group everything into an intro bus. Put glue compressor, saturator, and a Q8 on the bus. Then automate the pad filter opening, the break presence, the dust reduction near bar 7 or 8, and one delay throw on the vocal. When you listen back, ask yourself, does this feel like one environment? Does it sound sampled and worn? And does it make me want the drop? If yes, the glue is working. So to wrap it up, the core idea is this: build a quiet dust layer, route your intro elements through a shared bus, use subtle saturation, filtering, compression, and modulation, and evolve the arrangement over time. Keep the low end controlled so the drop can hit harder. That's the recipe for a tape-worn, dusty jungle intro that feels intentional and alive.